Now I'll sit here and merely answer questions. I won't volunteer any information that you ask for, all right?
Okay.
That's the better way, isn't it?
Okay, sure. What's your full name?
Leo, L-E-O.
And how? What's your age?
84. I'll be 85 in October, almost 85. 84 in 8 months. I'll be 85 in October.
And your place of birth?
Chicago.
And what parts of the city have you lived in?
Well,
approximate dates.
Well, I was born on the west side, and we used to go to famous street, not far from Roosevelt Road. I guess you're familiar with that street. It was called O'Brien and Halsted. That was about 2 blocks south of Roosevelt Road. At that time, Roosevelt Road was called 12th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in honor of FDR, they named it Roosevelt Road. And when I was about a year or 2 years old, our family moved to my father, am I talking too fast?
No, that's right, go ahead.
Where my father bought the property there and opened up the store there. And the father had a retail shoe business.
Uh-huh.
And we had a store. It was kind of a double building, double store. That was the address.
How long were you there?
Well, we lived there till...
About how old were you?
Well, just a minute. Lived there, see what, we moved, 1890. Yeah, we lived there till 1898, that's right.
Okay, and then?
And that is our store. We kept our business, our store was retained there, but we moved to, remember the address. That was in 1898. And that little three-story gray stone building is still there. It looks the same from time ago. Yeah. What it's just the same. 1898.
How long were you there for about?
Well, let's see, 1898. I forget the exact year. We lived there a few years. I know my father died up at that location. And our next address was, let's see. Near 47th Street. And lived there a few years. I forget the exact number of years. And from there, we moved to, let's see.
You don't have to give me all
the address. Wait a minute, is this on now?
That's okay, don't worry about it.
No, I said from we moved to where? Wait a minute. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah. And from there, we moved to, we were there a number of years. And I can't remember. Across the street from our residence was a large, I'm closing my eyes so I can visualize it. A large a home that the state occupied an entire block within the, that is great lawns around it. And center was a typical colonial thing. It looked like a regular governor's mansion, grounds all around. And the year we moved was when they broke ground for the Wendell Phillips High School. You've probably heard of the Wendell Phillips High School.
Certainly.
Well, that property was sold to the city. And we moved, the week or so they were breaking ground for the Wendell Phillips. They were breaking ground then. I don't remember what year that was. And from there we moved to